Results from the National Drug Strategy Household Survey have revealed an increase in the number of smokers in Australia. This increase has led to politicians and advocates weighing in on smoking policy reform and whether or not e-cigarettes containing nicotine should be legalised as an alternative to tobacco cigarettes. Miles Holbrook-Walk investigates.
For the first time in a long time, the number of people smoking in Australia has increased. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released data showing the number of smokers in Australia is up by 21,000 from 2013 to 16. So why the increase? Is smoking back on the up down under after a long period of decline in Australia? Michael Moore is the CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia and president of the World Public Health Associations and believes that the general trend of smoking in Australia is much more insightful than the most recent data.
It is a concern, but if we put it in perspective, the numbers rose by around 20,000 at a time when our population increased by 1 million. So in fact, it is actually a reduction in the number, or if you like, the percentage of people who are smoking.
However, there are some in the health sector that take a different view to Moore's. That, in fact, the new numbers may be a signal to rethink policy around smoking in Australia. Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Australian Centre for Drug Law Reform and thinks there is one key reform that ought to be pursued.
We have to change policy. We have to make it easy for people to switch. I think the evidence is very clear that e-cigarettes are less dangerous than combustible cigarettes. After all, it's the products of combustion, the smoke, the carbon monoxide that comes from burning tobacco. That's what kills people. People keep smoking because of the nicotine, but they die from tars and the carbon monoxide. So I think there's every reason to be confident that e-cigarettes are far less dangerous than combustible cigarettes.
Dr. Wodak isn't the only one who wants to see change. Federal Senator for the Liberal Democrats David Lionhelm wants Australia to catch up with the rest of the world.
The reality is Australia is defying the rest of the world. There's, you know, and we don't know more than the rest of the world does. You know, we can't pretend that the rest of the world is wrong and we are right. The fact is we are wrong and the rest of the world has figured out something that we should wake up to.
While Senator Lionhelm has plans to introduce legislation into the Senate via a private member's bill, he's hopeful the House Committee into e-cigarettes will bring change to the laws.
Private senators' bills tend not to succeed. The government tends to ignore them. So I also will have to do a bit of jumping up and down and making a pest of myself in order to get the bill taken seriously, but that's on the agenda as well. I am hopeful. It's a House Committee. It's not a Senate Committee, and they are looking at it. I am hopeful that, that it will come out with some recommendations and will prod their government into doing something about it.
As it stands, some e-cigarettes or vaping devices are legal in Australia. However, they cannot contain nicotine. Dr. Alex Wodak argues that the use of e-cigarettes with nicotine could help a significant amount of people switch from smoking tobacco to what he says are less harmful alternatives.
Most smokers, in other words, do want to stop right now, and they cannot. All smokers want to reduce the risk to their health. Why not let them do it? Why not let them switch from a very dangerous product to another option for delivering nicotine that, according to the United Kingdom Royal College of Physicians and Public Health England, and they regard e-cigarettes as at least 95% less harmful than tobacco cigarettes.
Michael Moore is more cautious about some of the evidence presented in the debate so far, as well as some of those advocating for lifting the ban on e-cigarettes with nicotine, including Senator Lionhelm.
Of course, the criticisms come from either people who are involved with the tobacco industry or take funding from the tobacco industry, such as Senator Lionhelm, who put a media release out on this. He does take funding from the tobacco companies, so we wouldn't be surprised to see a negative attitude to things like plain packaging. But what we know from many years' experience is that each time we increase the price on tobacco by 10%, about 10% of smokers were stopping.
Ultimately, the decision to allow nicotine in e-cigarettes lies with the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who earlier this year made the decision to continue the ban. However, a House committee is due to report later this year and may lay the ground for reforming the law, with many medical organisations in Australia, including the National Health and Medical Research Council, the Australian Medical Association and the Public Health Association of Australia, sceptical of reform to the law. There is now a divide developing over how to respond to the increased number of smokers in Australia.
Michael Moore, CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk.